Hey everybody, today is July 17th, and there's a few bugs out there. Nick, what's happening in Rice?
Yeah, Rice stink bug numbers are still all over the place. I actually had several phone calls this week of folks having a treat right there at the finish line on some of the earliest headed rice. It's not uncommon to see them stink bugs move into that rice right there whenever you get really late soft dough into the early stages of a hard dough. It seems to be attractive for them, but like we talked about the past couple of weeks, seems like the more bush hogs that are running, the more that stink bugs are going to move in there. But to be honest with you, with the numbers I'm hearing, a whole bunch of this early rice is probably going to outrun them without ever hardly having a stink bug in it. If you do need to treat, of course, the Tenchu Krugers of the world, they're very good on them, and then Transforms out there as well. I'd like to get a little bit more data there, but what we've done so far is really comparable to Tenchu and Krüger. And then there's some army worms showing up in random scattered places. Not necessarily treatable levels, but there are a few showing up there. But I think it's one of them things too that we're going to outrun a bunch of those major issues. If you think back to like 21. Basically, the week before 4th of July and the week of 4th of July is kind of when all hell broke loose there. So we're past that point. A lot of this rice will be finished up over the next 2, 3 weeks. I think we're fixing to outrun a lot of the major issues.
Yeah, crops hurrying along. I guess in cotton, I mean, there's plant bugs out there. It's not like there's crazy numbers that I'm hearing. I mean, so a lot of guys, right now, or there's a few aphids out there. So some guys are using some Transform. Other guys are going with their Vertento shot because they got some mites out there. So, if I'm in a situation where I got mites, I'm probably gonna lean towards that Vertento. If I got some aphids out there that look like they're building, I may go transform. And then if I need to come back, you may, clean them up with that Vertento, and hopefully that gets you through the end of the season, with as far as spider mites go and stink bugs there later on in the season. Kind of the other thing, there's worms and beans in some places. And Nick, me and you were talking that it seems like a lot of it's kind of north of 40. I mean, I've heard of some south 40, but it seems like we're hearing a lot more calls that are kind of north of 40.
I think everybody I talked to in Southeast Arkansas that has R2 to R4 beans, it's about half threshold, but some pretty salty numbers up north of 40 in places. But it's still it ain't anywhere close to a bollworm year so far. I mean,
Yeah, it's
it's
not like
pretty
last
low.
year was so far. But then, I mean, I guess stink bugs, we've got some stink bugs out there here and there. We're having to spray some of our automatic application plots for stink bugs in some different parts of the state. And we've got some, I think we had to spray over at Mariana. We had to spray a field up north of Harrisburg. And then I'm getting random scattered calls throughout the state that, it seems like a lot of kind of R5 and a half ish beans, R5 somewhere in there is kind of where I've heard a lot of stink bugs in. But then it also sounds like I've got a couple calls on red bandage down in South Arkansas that are just above threshold on their own. So, anyways, there's a few of them out there down south, but outside of that, I mean, that pretty well covers what's happening right now. But anyways, if you need us, call us. My number's 501-517-3853.
I'm 870-456-8486.
All right, thank you very much.